Fundamental Beliefs of the United Church of God, Chapter 8, Repentance and Faith. We believe that all who truly repent of their sins in full surrender and willing obedience to God, and by faith accept Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, have their sins forgiven by an act of divine grace. Such individuals are justified, pardoned from the penalty of sin, and receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, which literally abides within them and supplies the divine love that alone can fulfill the law and produce righteousness. They are baptized by the Spirit into the body of Christ, which is the true church of God. We believe in a true change in life and attitude. Only those who have the indwelling presence of and are being led by the Holy Spirit are Christ's. Acts 2 verse 38, 3 verse 19, 5 verses 29 through 32, 2 Corinthians 7 verse 10, John 3 verse 16, Ephesians 1 verse 7, 2 verses 7 through 8, Romans 3 verses 21 through 26, 5 verse 5, 6 verse 6, 8 verses 4, 9 through 10 and 14, and 13 verse 10, Jeremiah 33 verse 8, John 14 verses 16 through 17, 1 Corinthians 12 verses 12 through 13, and Philippians 2 verses 3 through 5. Repentance from dead works and faith. Repentance from dead works and faith towards God are listed in Hebrews 6 as a part of the foundation that ultimately leads to perfection and eternal life. Jesus Christ set an important pattern in his preaching when he regularly called on hearers to repent and believe, Mark 1 verse 15. The Apostle John also preached repentance towards God and toward our Lord Jesus Christ, repentance towards God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ, Acts 20 verse 21. Jesus pointed out the importance of repentance when he twice stated that unless you repent, you will all likewise perish, Luke 13 verses 3 and 5. God requires that everyone repent, Acts 17 verse 30, 2 Peter 3 verse 9. In the first recorded sermon in the New Testament church, Peter told people to repent, Acts 2 verse 38. We are told we are to repent of sin, which is the transgression of God's law, 1 John 3 verse 4, KJV. Repentance goes beyond being sorry or showing remorse for one's past actions, 2 Corinthians 7 verses 8 through 11. True repentance involves recognition of our nature and its opposition to God, Romans 8 verse 7. It requires a change, a complete and thorough turnaround in one's life, a change from sinning to ceasing from sin, from disobeying God's law to obeying it. We are to stop going the way of the world and turn to God's way instead, Isaiah 55 verses 7 through 8, Acts 26 verse 20, Romans 12 verse 2. Repentance is full surrender and willing obedience based on the knowledge of how God wants us to live. See chapter titled, God's Law and Sin, in this audiobook. Repentance begins with our crying out to God for forgiveness for our sins and our accepting Jesus Christ as personal Savior. Though emotion is certainly an important part, Acts 2 verse 37. But a decision to sincerely obey God, though emotion is certainly a part, Acts 2 verse 37, through faith in Jesus Christ. Christ's righteousness becomes ours through faith in and from Him, Philippians 3 verses 8 through 9, Romans 8 verses 1 through 4. This faith is a deep belief and trusting confidence, Hebrews 11 verse 1, and we cannot come to God without it. But without faith, it is impossible to please Him, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Verse 6. Such faith will lead to obeying God. It not only trusts in initial forgiveness of sin, but it recognizes God will help the faithful remain faithful. Repentance through faith is not simply compliance with a system of religion or set of rules. Confidence in God and His ways will lead one to act in accordance with His will and to manifest works of righteousness. James 2, verses 17 through 26. True godly repentance is not something a person can work up by himself. It is a gift from God. 2 Timothy 2, verse 25, and Acts 11, verse 18. It is one of the many things our Heavenly Father gives us. James 1, verse 17. He leads us to repentance. Romans 2, verse 4. Repentance is a major part of the conversion process. As Peter continued in that first sermon, "Repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Acts 2, verse 38. So repentance precedes baptism, the latter being an outward sign of our commitment. To leave our old ways behind and embark in a new way of life, cleansed through Jesus Christ. Then, after repentance and baptism, God's Spirit is given to a person through the laying on of hands by a duly ordained servant of God. Acts 8, verses 14 through 18. 2 Timothy 1, verse 6, Hebrews 6, verses 1 through 3. Listen to the chapter titled Water Baptism and the Laying On of Hands within this audiobook. The Holy Spirit thereafter helps us to honor our commitment of repentance, leading us to actually live God's way. Romans 8, verse 14. We then have the love of God motivating us to keep God's laws. 1 John 5, verse 3. True Christians have the Holy Spirit. Romans 8, verse 9. Repentance involves both sorrow and joy. Repentance focuses our vision on the love and mercy of God and the forgiveness of sin made possible by the sacrifice of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Repentance is necessary for putting off the old man, our former character, and becoming a part of the family of God. Ephesians 4, verses 20 through 24. And again, this is a response of faith. In Mark 1, verse 14, quoted in part earlier, Jesus specifically called for a people to repent and believe in the gospel, referring to the good news of the kingdom of God. Verse 14. The expectations of being a part of God's kingdom is certainly reason to rejoice, and it motivates those who take it to heart to do God's will. Soon after godly repentance, one should, as we've seen, be baptized so that all the past sins are blotted out. Romans 3, verse 25. Thereupon, receiving the gift of the Holy Spirit, Acts 2, verses 37 and 38. Afterward comes a life led by God's Spirit, growing in grace and knowledge, bearing fruit, and being perfected in holiness and righteousness. 2 Peter 3, verse 18. Matthew 13, verse 23. 2 Corinthians 7, verse 1. One important result of having the Holy Spirit within us is the development of faith. Galatians 5, verses 22 through 23. And 1 Corinthians 12, verses 4 and 9. The faith of the Son of God is what we live by. Galatians 2, verse 20, KJV. Indeed, the just, those who are justified or made right by God, live by faith. Habakkuk 2, verse 4, Romans 1, verse 17, Galatians 3, verse 11, Hebrews 10, verse 38. Repentance, we need to realize, must be ongoing. It is not a one-time action in the life of a believer. A converted person must continue to battle sin in his or her life. 1 John 1, verses 8 through 10, and 2, verse 1. vestiges of human nature remain for the rest of our lives, warring against our minds and leading us to sin. Romans 7 verse 17 and 20 through 21. A spiritually converted person ultimately desires to please and obey God, the love of God poured into that person's heart by the Holy Spirit. Romans 5 verse 5. Seeks to follow the perfect way of God, but the weakness of the flesh often impedes his inward desire. Romans 7 verses 12 through 25. God does not condemn the believer. Romans 8 verse 1. As long as he or she continues with God in the ongoing process of repenting and overcoming sin. Revelation 2 verses 7, 11, 17, and 26, and chapter 3 verses 5, 12, and 21. Only if repentance permanently ceases is there no longer forgiveness. Again, listen to the chapter titled Law and Sin within this audiobook. The converted person continues through repentance and faith to rely on the sacrifice of Jesus Christ to cover his or her sins in this lifelong process of overcoming. And through the miraculous help of Christ living in him or her through the Holy Spirit, the Christian is able to grow in God's way of life, increasingly walking by faith in obedience to God's law of love. Galatians 2 verse 20, Philippians 4 verse 13, and Colossians 1 verse 29. For more details, download or request the booklets The Road to Eternal Life, Transforming Your Life, The Process of Conversion, and You Can Have Living Faith. Thanks for listening to Repentance and Faith, Chapter 8 of the booklet Fundamental Beliefs of the United Church of God. For the rest of this booklet, please visit ucg.org.